Geez, my son Mike really does do some pretty silly things. At first, he didn't believe women masturbated. And when I showed him that we do, when I showed him how his very own mommy masturbated, well, then he finally accepted that girls and mommies need to get off too. Then the little rascal went to school and told five of his friends that women fuck themselves and come. That women need sex just as much as guys do, only we do it different. That's why when I arrived home from work today, he was there with his five friends.
"Hi, Mom," he said. "I told my friends about what you showed me, but they didn't believe me. Can you please tell my friends that women masturbate too?
It would be even better if you showed them, like you showed me, so that they know I didn't make this stuff up.
Please, Mommy, please tell them you masturbate."
Wait a minute. What the fuck? What the hell did you tell your friends anyway? And I thought this was supposed to be our little secret, Mike. Just wait till I get you home alone tonight. We're going to have a talk about what it means to keep a secret. Do you hear me, young man? My son told me his friends were talking about girls not being able to masturbate because they don't have a dick. And my son felt that he had to put them right because he knew something they didn't.
"What did you fucking tell them?" I had demanded.
My son looked scared and muttered, "I told them you showed me how women fuck themselves, Mom. I told them you finger fucked your cunt and how wet it got. Then I told them how we watched a porno movie together with two women also fucking themselves. I told them your cunt was so fucking wet that you could put half your hand into your snatch."
Jesus H. Christ, I thought to myself. I was definitely going to have a talk with my son about keeping fucking secrets. Then I wondered what else he told them. And I no sooner thought this than I started thinking back to that night. And how my son's young cock got really hard, and how he jacked it while I fingered my wet gash. Good memories. My son then said, "I told them how we both got excited, and you sucked my prick, and it came on your face." I could see the looks on his friends' faces. They were all staring at me, and I could see bulges in their pants. I should have been angry, but instead I was horny. My cunt was wet. This was turning me on.
"I'm sorry, Mom, but they didn't believe me. Then I told them I fucked your cunt, that you let me fuck you bareback and come in your fuck hole. They didn't believe that either," my son said.
This was turning out to be quite a dilemma. What was I going to do? If I sent them all home, they'd think my son was lying. Or I could let them stay and show them that he was right, that he was telling the truth. I decided to let my cunt do the talking for me because it was wet and I was feeling horny. So I said, "Get comfortable, boys. I'll be right back." Then I went into my bedroom and I stripped off all my clothes and put on my leopard robe. You know the one. It's kind of short and barely covers my ass, and it has a low-cut scoop neck that shows off my cleavage. And then I went back into the living room. "Okay, boys, it's show-and-tell time." And I proceeded to prance around the living room. My robe was unbuttoned, but I held it closed with my hands. And as I danced around, I would open up my robe briefly and flash the boys a peek at my big fat tits and my hairy cunt. Dance, flash, dance, flash. I did this for a few minutes, and the longer I danced, the longer I flashed my naked tits and cunt. I loved teasing them with my big fat tits, jiggling them, cupping them, tweaking my nipples. Oh, yeah. Making them hard. Humping my cunt in their faces. All the while, seeing the tents their cocks created in their pants. I was loving this. Then after a few minutes of teasing and titillation, I decided I wanted some action. So I lay on the floor and opened my robe again. Slowly this time, I heard gasps as my huge tits with stiff nipples appeared. and bigger gasps when I opened the robe further and showed them my cunt. I spread my legs so the boys could see it better, and I could feel my cunt lips were sloppy wet. And I spread them open, showing the boys the inside of my gash. I like showing off my pink hole with a little button on top. The boys were all transfixed. Everyone was staring at my fuck box, and that made me hornier. I told the boys, "You see this little button here on top? This is my clit. And if I play with it a while, tease it, touch it, then my cunt comes and I gush cunt juice. But if it's licked, I come quicker and more cunt juice will flow. So Mike, get down here and lick mommy's cunt like a good son and show these other boys what it's all about." And so Mike got down and ton-fucked my snatch like I taught him. Then I grabbed his head and pulled his face under my twat, and I said, "Lick my cunt, tongue fuck that dirty snatch." And I was humping his face. Oh, oh God, that feels so good. Oh, boy, does that feel good. One of the boys said, "I can't see what he's doing. His head's in the way." "That's easy to fix," I told him as I pushed my son away from my cunt and grabbed this other boy and pushed his face into my cunt. "Your turn, baby. So suck at my clit and finger fuck my gash. And you other boys, get down here and worship my tits. Suck my big nipples." Oh, God, that felt so good. Oh, this new boy was doing such a great job licking my cunt. I was lying on the floor, totally naked, with a young boy tongue-fucking my fuckhole and two other boys sucking my nipples. And I didn't even know their names. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God, that feels so great. Oh. My son moved to my head, and that cheeky boy just fed his cock into my mouth. Cheeky because he didn't even ask me first. I sucked his cock lovingly, just like a good mommy should. As I was sucking my son's cock, I felt my cunt coming on the face, eating my cunt, and I gushed into his mouth. As my cum started to slow down, I felt a new cock going into my sloppy snatch, and I looked to see who was about to fuck me, and it was one of the boys from my tits. He must have gotten overstimulated from all the fucking and sucking going on. He was fucking me so fast, I guess it was his first fuck. I like that, so I wanted to help him out. "Slow down," I said. "Relax. Fuck me slower, or you'll come too soon." But as I said that, I knew I was too late, and I felt his prick spurt his spunk into my cunt. And as his cock slipped from my gash, I noticed another boy had his dick poking out of his pants. So I pulled him between my legs, and I guided his boy prick into my cunt. But just like the first boy, he fucked me too soon and too fast, and I had a second load of jizz filling my snatch. I quickly recognized that I needed to take control of the situation before it got too far out of hand. So I told all the boys to strip naked. I want to see your cocks. I want to see your hands on your cocks. I want to see you touching your cocks. Then I want you to take turns fucking my cunt and fucking my mouth. That's something I've always liked. Feeling a nice hard cock in my wet gash and at the same time taking a hard cock in my mouth. I love sucking cock. Who wants to be the first for me to suck their cock? So a third boy said, me, me, me. I want you to suck my cock. I love it when my sister sucks my cock, but I've never had a mommy suck my cock. So I said, you're in for a treat, son, because nobody sucks cock like a mommy does. So I told him to get up and close to my head and to present his cock to me. It was a nice cock, fairly big for his age, with a big bulbous head. And he was leaking precum like you wouldn't believe. So I stuck my tongue out and proceeded to lick it up. But I couldn't keep up, so I just decided to forget licking his shaft. I was going to go for the gusto, and I took his wet, leaky head into my mouth and started gently sucking it. He tasted really good. Sweet. I love the taste of young cock. And as I got into sucking, he got into fucking my mouth. His cock got bigger and bigger, and he was starting to fill my mouth up with his bulk. He was a grower, all right. His cock just seemed to grow and grow. And soon he was touching my tonsils. And then he was pushing his cock past my tonsils and into my throat. His cock was starting to choke me, to make me gag. And while he was doing this, another boy started to fuck my cunt with his hard cock. Oh, it felt so good to me. I love to be fucked. I love to feel a man boy's cock into my wet cunt, teasing my clit on the upstroke. Oh, grinding his pubic bone into me. Oh, oh, his cock and, oh, God, oh. The cock in my mouth was really exciting me, making me very horny. Then the boy in my cunt came quickly, and as my cunt milked his balls, oh, 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 I also came again. My cunt was coming. The boy who was throat-fucking me, he shot a big load of spunk down my cock-sucking throat. Before I knew it, Mike was getting between my spread legs, and as he looked at my snatch, he said, Mom, your cunt is so full, there's cum running out of it. But before I could say a word, before I could say, wait a minute, I'll clean it up, my son drove his hard cock meat balls deep into my fuck box. And as his cock drove in, I felt the cum force out of my gash until it ran down my arse. I was a sloppy, wet mess. I was loving it. And the great thing about young boys is that they recover quickly, and they're always horny. So I stayed on the floor, and they all took turns fucking this MILF's cunt and mouth. I was in heaven. I had hard, young cocks pounding my cunt and mouth. Some of them came inside my gash, some of them came inside my mouth, and some of them shot their loads all over my tits and belly and clit. I decided I would teach these young studs everything I knew. I wanted to make them better lovers so I could reap the benefit. I had them talk dirty to me. I had them call me filthy names. I love being called a filthy slut. A slutty cum-dump cunt. I sat on their cocks and begged for them to not stop fucking my slutty cunt. I got on all fours, and my son fucked me doggy style, and that excited the boys. I heard them say, "Look, Mike, he's fucking his slut mother like a dog. She's really a filthy fucking dirty cunt." I agreed with them. I was a dirty, nasty, filthy fucking cunt. And as my son fucked me doggy style, I barked. Yup, I went, "Woof, woof, woof, woof." And all the boys laughed and giggled. They fucking loved it. Of course they all wanted to rail my cunt. And I had to bark for them too, as they filled my snatch with more loads of filthy cum. Woof, woof, ruff, 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 woof, woof, woof. And a few meows didn't hurt either, since it was my pussy that was getting filled with hard young cock. Meow, ruff, ruff, ruff. Meow, ruff, 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 woof, woof, woof. God, I was starting to not even know who I was anymore. Was I a dog? Was I a cat? Was I a mommy? Or was I just a cock-hungry cunt? A slut who wanted her gash filled over and over and over again. Oh, I'm sure each boy came at least twice in my fuck box. Some of them even came three times. And as they got dressed and left, I was laying on the floor. My cunt was overflowing with cock cream. I had many loads of spunk in my gash. My mouth was sore from sucking cocks. My lips were so stretched out that I could hardly talk. I could hardly form the words. I decided every time one of them came in my cunt, I'd suck his cock clean and I'd get him hard again. I'd lost count of the number of times I came, but I can remember at least six times. The boys all want to come back, and they love that a mature woman can be such a filthy whore and get fucked and be as dirty as I was. They also like they can fuck without a condom, and I let them all drop their spunk into my hungry cunt bareback. Young boys are such fun. I love them. I love saying filthy things to them. It gets their pricks hard, and I'm a lover of hard cocks. Of course, they can all come see me anytime they like. My son tells them about what a fucking slut I've become. My fucking cunt craves a cock. I told my son to invite them all to come over again tomorrow after school. I want my cunt to be ravished by all of them. I'm finger-fucking my twat just thinking about having cum flowing from my well-fucked mommy cunt. I can't fucking wait. Woof, woof!